other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, simulcasting at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and on Global Shortwave for the first 2 hours of the show on WWCR 9.475, and at night, of course, the show's from 9 to midnight, last 2 hours on 3210 Global Shortwave. On Monday, I read a horrific story, but it's not the first time we've seen articles about this. New York Post and others reported, New York Daily News 2 years ago, that CPS would go to families and go, "We're going to take your 10-year-old for experimental drug testing. If you don't let us take your 10-year-old, they're just randomly go to poor families, CPS getting federal grants and private pharmacological grants. We'll take all your children." So we've covered that nightmare. Well, here's another one out of New York. This goes on all over the place. AIDS tots used as guinea pigs, and these drugs kill adults, or they'll withhold the drugs, or give them extra drugs, or give them multiple vaccines and see what that'll do. And it's so horrible. I mean, I don't have words to describe how bad this is. Biochemist Dr. David Raznick, a visiting scholar, University of California at Berkeley, an expert on AIDS medication, was outraged because the drugs alone or combined have acute toxicity, which could be fatal. He said the drug's side effects include severe liver damage, carcinogenic tumors, severe anemia, muscle wasting, severe and life-threatening rashes, and buffalo hump. It's that from the steroids, where fatty tissues accumulate behind the neck. And it goes on and on. Joining us is Dr. Raznick, Ph.D., got a bio about 150 yards long. Tell you what, I'll just read the bio now because this is a short segment, and we'll come back when all the stations join us after the news and go to Dr. Raznick. So, Dr., stay right there. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Here's part of the bio. Ph.D. in chemistry from Georgia Tech, 78, 25 years experience with different inhibitors, different drugs, worked 20 years in pharmacological industry developing the inhibitors for tissue, destroying diseases, cancer, and it goes on and on with a bunch of technical terms. Studied AIDS 23 years, former president of Rethink AIDS, the group for the scientific reappraisal of AIDS hypothesis. It's a bioweapon, folks. I got the documents. Former president of International Coalition for Medical Justice, advisor to South African president, and a member of the AIDS Advisory Panel, which met in Pretoria and Johannesburg in May of July of 2000. And it just goes on and on. So we'll talk about these drugs and talk about these CPS kids and what the government's doing. But we got a few minutes before we break. Let's just go ahead and bring the doctor up. Dr. Raznick, good to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
This is hard to face, but there's a bunch of different facets to the story, isn't there?
Yes, there's the drugs, there's the children being treated with these drugs against their will. It's the children who are being taken away from their parents and put in these institutions because the parents refuse to treat them with these drugs. It just goes on and on.
It just goes on and on. Now, again, grabbing people's children against their will, drugging him. This is Tuskegee. This is Dr. Mengele. He did this to kids. But I guess today, in doublethink world, Dr. Mengele is bad in Nazi Germany, but here it's good.
Yes, you may know, I believe you already indicated, that these kids tend to be poor, impoverished. They might be, they tend to be children of color, black kids. These are sort of the defenseless people of society. We used to drug and experiment on prisoners and the orphanages, and now we're doing it on these poor kids in these asylums, I guess.
We've got a break. I hope all the yuppies out there listening that could care less about anything hear this. I hope all the bleeding heart liberals that only care about grabbing people's property or getting my guns, I hope you're listening to this, because this is a real issue. And it's going on all over the place. We'll come back and talk to Dr. David Raznick, Ph.D., and we will delve into the horror.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now in the second hour of this global transmission. We're talking to Dr. David Rasnick, Ph.D., concerning the New York Post article where they just grab people's children against their wills, against their parents' will, and test experimental drugs, give them double doses of vaccines, withhold medication, do all sorts of things, killing children openly and publicly. Going back to the doctor, doctor recapping exactly what they're doing, the different facets of what's happening, again, this has been in the New York News before, and it's happening in other areas of the country, where they go to poor families and say, we'll take all your kids if you don't sign them over for guinea pig research. We'll only take one of them for research if you do. But now they don't even care. They just grab people's children. Exactly what's going on?
Tell you how I got involved in this. I didn't. It came as a revelation to me that they were doing these research programs on these children. I was got involved with a particular family in New York City, and I'm not going to give their name because the guardian is trying to protect the identity of the children, and I sympathize with her completely. And her children were taken away from her and put into that institution in New York that was in the New York Post article, and because she refused to treat them with the anti-HIV drugs that were very serious, toxic, and life-threatening, in fact, lethal drugs. So they took her children away from her, and put them in this institution. And if they refuse to take the drugs, not her children, thank God, but other children's children in the same institution would have tubes put in their stomach, and they were being force-fed with these drugs. Now, this came as a revelation to me. I didn't know about the extent of the horrors that were going on. I had no idea that this institution was involved in all of these clinical trials. I just got involved because of this one individual family, and then you get a crack in the door and you see this dungeon of horrors. So I'm just a little bit more aware of what's going on there than what other people see in the New York Post and other places, because I just knew about the individual family. I didn't know about the magnitude of this horror.
Yes, sir. I mean, please continue breaking it down for us.
Well, I've testified in court for a number of families. The very first one was in Maine, I believe it was 1997. A woman, Valerie Emerson, I can use her name. She's very public about this. She had two children who were treated with anti-HIV drugs, and she lost a daughter to those drugs, and she almost lost her son, Nicholas. And she decided she wasn't going to see him die the way she saw her daughter die, and she took him off of these drugs that were making him very sick. And then within a week or so, he started getting better. Unfortunately, the authorities in Maine found out about that, and they were threatening to take the child away and then force treat him with these drugs. But she was fortunate enough to have a lawyer who was willing to help her, and I and some other people testified on her behalf.
Now, let me give people some background, because you mentioned they used to do this to the prisoners, they used to do this to the blacks.
Right.
You know, exclusively, you know, Joseph Mengele and people, who we, by the way, brought to this country and protected over 800 Nazi scientists. They didn't just run our rocket programs, folks, out there at the Goddard Space Center and the Wernher von Braun Space Center, you know, the SS little colonels out there. They also went into all of this type of treatment and, you know, different type of operation. My dad in high school would go down and work at MD Anderson during the summer cancer research, and there were lots of German gentlemen in the 60s, mid-60s walking around who, let's just say, had some military training. But out at Huntsville, it's been in the local papers. They say you don't get food unless you let us bio-test, and the poor person signs a waiver. And we're talking about even nonviolent offenders, and they test bio stuff on them, and sometimes the jail guards get sick and take it home, and whole towns get mystery illnesses, and it leaks. I mean, this is so evil that it's hard to even imagine, Doctor.
Yeah, well, I don't know all these stories. I do know that they also, in the past, were doing experiments in orphanages on children. So we have disadvantaged people that can't protect themselves, basically.
But, Doctor, how do you find doctors and CPS workers that are willing to take babies and go, here, we'll give them overdoses of vaccine and see what it does to this three-month-old baby. Here, we'll put them on a cocktail of toxic drugs. And I mean, how do you find, where do they find this trash?
Well, I mean, you know, you're asking a very serious sociological question here, which I absolutely agree with you, but you can always find people to do this. Historically, and what they do is that they think in their own minds that they're doing good. They're either for society by testing it on the unfortunates in society, the larger society they're hoping to benefit, or they rationalize it by saying, well, we're giving these unfortunates the best state of the art drugs in the hope that some good will happen to them, or at least to other people. People can come up with rationalizations for just about any horrible thing.
But, I mean, it's right here in the articles that sometimes these children aren't even sick. I mean, it's come out that they just randomly go to poor black people's doors. I mean, this has been in the news, and say, we're going to take one of your kids if you sign this. If you don't sign it, we'll take all of them. I mean, that was in the New York News just a few years ago. I mean, where do they find somebody to do stuff like that?
I don't have an answer for you. I mean, it sounds so heinous that it's hard to believe that it's even true.
But they just calmly admit it and say, well, guess it's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing that encouraged me is that the city council is now going to investigate this thing in New York, and I hope it gets more publicity because of that.
Yeah, but I mean, as many people pointed out, it's going on in other areas.
This is just the very tip of the iceberg. Absolutely.
But because I've been told from people that work there, that, and they've even given me documents that at the mental ward next door to Camp Mabry here in Austin, that they've been testing all kinds of stuff on the mental patients.
Yeah, there's nothing new about that, unfortunately. That's been going on probably, certainly the majority of the 20th century. The thing that's really, really disgusting is that it still goes on. In other words, it seems like we can't ever put these horrible things behind us. We, the Nazis, many people may not know this, but during the Nuremberg trials, the Nazis, many of them, some of them even successfully used the history of medical experimentation in the United States to mitigate their own sentences.
Exactly. They said, hey,
we were doing pretty much what they were doing.
They said Margaret Sanger taught us how to do this and, you know, taking the little baby and killing it because it was retarded. I mean, you guys are doing that, and you taught us how to sterilize women. I mean,
yeah, they used the eugenics thing, which was basically an American push back in the early part of the 20th century.
Well, that's who funded Hitler. But the left never says take down the name of Margaret Sanger off of public schools. You know, it's funny, it's usually some inner city school, and there's a name, you know, somebody who got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler, and she's still a good person, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's going off in an area that I'm really not prepared to talk about, only because of ignorance.
Well, doctor, I mean, trying to understand this, in New York, they're grabbing the children, they're doing this to them, even children that aren't sick. You know, they say that, oh, we've stopped this program, but there are other programs. I mean, what exactly are they doing to these children specifically? Because they talk about, you know, how it's killing some of them or giving them mass doses of vaccines.
Right. The only ones that I can speak to directly is because I know about it and I study it and write about it are the anti-HIV drugs, the DNA chain terminators that were developed as cancer chemotherapy back in the 60s. These drugs are the mainstay of what I call AIDS Incorporated, AZT, DDI3TC, D4T, those sorts of drugs. And these drugs are they're cytotoxic. They're designed to kill cells. They were designed to kill cancer cells, but they don't know the difference between a cancer cell and a regular cell. And these drugs are given to these children, these HIV positive and also HIV negative kids in the to try to prevent them from becoming HIV positive. That's the hope, anyway. They give them these very seriously toxic cancer chemotherapeutic drugs that you would not give as a lifetime prescription to cancer patients, but because they're HIV positive, the standard of care now is to treat for lifetime with these very toxic lethal chemotherapy.
And everybody knows that a lot of times chemotherapy kills adults.
Of course it does.
But for your lifetime now, we're going to put experimental drugs in you and by the way, give you a massive random vaccines. They're also testing vaccines on the kids.
Yeah, I don't care what the material is and what the justification. I'm against this whole business about
now, a lot of these
experimentation
children,
on these kids.
A lot of these children die from the drugs, and it's just...
Of course they were, and the ones that don't die are injured. Many people may not know this, but prescription drugs used properly, already FDA drugs used properly, kill 100,000 Americans every year and seriously injure over 2 million. Now, that's drugs that are already passed FDA approval. Now, imagine what the unknowns are with these experimental drugs and procedures that are going on in these institutions.
Now, I've talked to a lot of doctors, a lot of scientists. They say that a lot of these AIDS drugs, somebody will be healthy, they go on them, and they're dead a year later, that the drugs are killing the people.
Of course they are. But then they're in the area, if they're HIV positive, these deaths are attributed to HIV and not to the drugs.
Amazing. And how come Magic Johnson doesn't need them? He announced to us that, oh, I don't need any of this now.
Well, yeah, I mean, he started taking the drugs, I think, over a decade ago, and they made him sick, and he stopped taking them. And it's pretty clear that as long as he doesn't take the drugs, he's going to stay healthy and walk around. He doesn't actually ever admit publicly that he is taking these drugs, but he implies it. You know, you see these billboards at the subway station in San Francisco and other places that give the clear implication that Magic Johnson...
But I remember years ago when he said, I'm going off of them.
Well,
he said, I don't need it anymore.
He absolutely did, because they were very toxic, and he was a healthy guy. Healthy people really don't need drugs.
Good Lord. It's... Well, stay there, doctor. Want to get more into this, and also I'm sure you've heard of this new virus that supposedly goes after AIDS.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
We try our best to expose evil on this show, and it's assured that we always have plenty to talk about, unfortunately. And it's going on all over the place. We're talking to Dr. David Raznick, Ph.D., and perhaps we'll be able to keep him a few minutes into the next segment because there's so much more I want to get into with him. You know, not just what the AIDS drugs do to people, the HIV drugs do to people, but how they're grabbing people's children to do it. You know, I read this New York Post article, Doctor. I know you're the expert on the AIDS drugs, but also they get into how they just randomly give them overdoses of vaccines that aren't even for HIV to to see what drug interactions and vaccine interactions are with the drugs. I mean, they literally are using them as guinea pigs, are they not?
Yes, unfortunately. And I mean, I had no idea until I read that article how pervasive and just how overwhelmingly horrible what was going on in that place. I thought they were just limiting it to just a few HIV-positive kids, but they seem to be doing it, testing everything under the sun on these kids.
Well, absolutely. Again, you might look up a New York Daily News article from 2 years ago. It was also in the New York Post, where they go randomly grab healthy children.
Yeah, well, that one I don't know about.
Well, they tell the parents, give us one of your children, sign the waiver, or we'll take them all. Yeah, that was the quote.
I heard you say that in the intro. Yeah, that was another horror story.
But, I mean, I keep repeating it just because I can't believe it. How do we stop it? I mean, how do we root this out? How do we investigate this stuff in our area?
Well, the first thing we have to do is publicize it. And that's what your program is doing. That's what the New York Post is doing. People have to know about it. They have to get incensed. I mean, I already know about the horrors, but I had no idea at the extent of them. You know, I'm even learning things that I didn't know before. So the first thing we have to do is just unearth what's going on, and then there should be enough outrage, enough indignant people, and hopefully government officials that will have hearings and prosecute people. I mean, I've had lawyers already calling me about that story, eager to sue these institutions and other people. So I think that's what's going to have to happen.
Now, the New York Post, though, goes on to quote some of the government officials as going, well, this isn't bad what we're doing, though we are going to stop it now that we got caught.
Well, what else do you expect them to say? They're not going to admit that it's a heinous thing that's going on and take responsibility for it. They say, well, we stopped it and it wasn't so bad.
Well, this is what Joseph Mengele did. You know, it's funny, we don't hear PETA, who's concerned about a real live guinea pig, you know, a rodent having this done to it, but they're not concerned about this happening to a child?
You know, most of the drugs nowadays, unfortunately, in the past 20 years, certainly in the past 10 years, they are approved inappropriately by the FDA. The FDA now has pulled off, I think, maybe 10 drugs or so in the past 6 or 7 years because of inadequate testing and evaluation. And basically what we've got going on right now is a multi-billion-dollar experiment in tens of millions of Americans, whether they're wealthy, regular tax-paying citizens, or they're incarcerated children because they come from poor parents. We've got a major, major experimental study going on in the United States only because these drugs are released by the FDA without proper safeguard.
Well, yeah,
the tip of the iceberg what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, I mean, a good example is the Fen-Phen. Oh, by the way, this turns your heart valves into powder.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good example that got a lot of publicity, but believe me, it's by no means the only one or even the biggest one.
It's incredible. I mean, it's come out that Prozac's causing all these suicides and now internal bleeding and psychosis, and it turns out they knew all that during the trials, but you know what? They're just going to keep prescribing it.
I know, and I mean, the story, again, I think just goes on and on and on. You have no idea how bad this is. I do, because I've been looking into it. Virtually all of the drugs that it was an article just last week of drug company executives, I believe it was in Britain, that admitted 90% of the drugs that are used right now, prescribed, don't work in people. And yet all of these drugs have toxic effects.
And at the same time, they're moving to restrict over-the-counter vitamin sales.
Yeah, right. I know. Restrict these things that aren't anywhere nearly as toxic or devastating as the prescription drug. I know. It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Unless you see that the big pharma wants a monopoly.
Well, they actually have it, pretty much.
So when you talk to these families, I mean, it freaks me out just talking to you, looking at the news articles. I mean, what is it like when you talk to these families who have had their children stolen from them?
Well, oddly enough, it's a mixture of, you know, anger. You know, you get angry when you hear about this. But when you actually talk and meet face to face with these mothers and fathers, it's actually a very uplifting thing. I mean, it's amazing that that the courage that they can muster.
It's good to stand up and fight. We got a break. Stay there, Doctor. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as shift to shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
We're talking to Dr. David Rasnick, PhD, here for a few more minutes. Then we'll go to Howard and Jeff and Tim and John and Barry and many others that are patiently holding. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to go learn more, just out of the New York Post, about how they kidnap children and then drug them with experimental drugs and vaccines to death. And then they just take their little dead bodies and ship them on out to be buried. Of course, I've read some stories where after they're done killing them, they take their organs. So it's about as horrific as you can imagine, but I guess they got the police and the machine guns, and it's the new America. We're kind of like communist China or North Korea now. We wonder how this stuff happens in other countries. Well, now it's happening here, and I guess the government's God now, and that's just the way it is until our leaders in our communities, until our pastors start talking about this, it's going to just get worse. Of course, the churches are all being federalized now, and our local police were just federalized in Austin, so got the article here on that. So I guess it's all part of the new freedom. I guess I'm the one who's bad because I'm against this. Dr. David Rasnick, a PhD, Department of Molecular and Cell Biology, University of California at Berkeley. Your colleagues in biology, in epidemiology, are they starting to wake up to what's happening?
I doubt it, and I don't expect them to. It's going to require that the public is the ones that are going to have to wake up, just regular Joe's Mary citizen, and demand that things change. Unfortunately, unfortunately, there's too many people involved in this whole thing from the professional end that it's almost, you know, like physicians, they don't squeal on each other, you know, if one's an alcoholic or one performs the wrong surgery or whatever. They try to keep it really quiet. They don't want the public to know about it. Unfortunately, that's true in the scientific academic infrastructure throughout the United States. So it's, I don't expect much outrage or even interest or any comments at all, hardly, from most of my colleagues. It's gonna be like from programs like yours and others and newspaper articles that go directly to the public, and then the public's going to have to demand that things change and that things happen.
Well, in 1960, in his farewell address, Dwight D. Eisenhower talked about the undue influence of the military-industrial complex. He pointed out that almost all research funding was the Pentagon and a few elite private corporations, and now we see Big Pharma merging with the defense contractors, with the prison companies. It's really the same family of corporations, and most of the research funding at universities, the funding to the AMA and other medical establishments is saying all of this is good, and so really it's the big payoff to legitimize this. And so I guess people rationalize what they're doing. If it's for the greater good of the Reich, then Dr. Mengele is going to do what he's told.
Yeah, and other people just have to, the researchers that write for these grant proposals, they get their money and they work on their little very highly technical thing, but it's part of this whole huge program to transfer the wealth of American taxpayers into large corporations, basically. And the during the Cold War, everything was set up to for the military-industrial complex, which had nuclear weapons and aircraft carriers and things. Now we don't have the Soviet Union as our evil creature. We have other terrorists in whatever guise you want to put them in.
And
now the budget's in bioterrorism, for example.
And now, guess what? The new what the defense contractors again are moving into prisons, red light cameras, FEMA command centers in every city, prisons. You know, big pharma, and you just mentioned biological defense. Well, Bush just got $6 billion passed for BioShield, 36 level 4 biolabs, dozens of new vaccines they want to make mandatory. Is that what you were about to get at? Or?
That's absolutely it. I mean, it's the money now is going into the Centers for Disease Control, the National Institutes of Health, instead of the old military places that built airplanes and nuclear reactors and bombs and things. But it's virtually the same thing, is to take the wealth, like I said before, of American taxpayers via the government programs into these other areas that go into this complex, this biotech or biological industrial complex, which is now linked with terrorism. You know, Clinton, while he was still in office, made AIDS a threat to the national security. That immediately brings in the FBI, the CIA, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the that whole mess, you
and
know,
again, that
into,
helped,
into a medical, supposedly medical field.
And again, that then helps them cover up where it really came from, what the drugs are doing, allows the government to have anonymity and a block disclosure of documents.
Of course.
I mean, every facet of our lives now is being federalized.
That's right. All of it. I agree.
Well, it's all of a piece. Well, Doctor, we've definitely got to get you back up on the show and to, you know, take calls and go over more of this in the future. But it's so scary. Do you think we're going to be able to expose this and back it off, or do you think they're just going to use the rationale of terrorism to give themselves blanket immunity like they tried to do with the vaccine makers? I mean,
no insanity lasts forever. It either self-destructs like the Soviet Union does, or good people like your programs and the New York Post and other people actively try to expose these things. But it'll come to an end one way or another.
Do you think the people involved, do you think anybody will ever be prosecuted?
I sure hope so. I'm quite prepared to testify.
And for now, at least this one program, they claim they're not murdering these children right now in this one program in New York. Do you have any evidence to the fact that they've really stopped this, or did they just change the name of the program?
No. I mean, like I say, I don't have that much. I knew about this one family. A lot of this stuff it was new to me. You know, I didn't even know they had that kind of program going on until I read it in the New York Post myself. I just thought it was a thing that they were doing to this family that I knew about. I had no idea it was so pervasive on all these kids.
Yeah, it's going on right here in Austin.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dr. Raznick, God bless you for what you're doing, and Godspeed. Is there any place where we can read any of your writings or any info?
The Internet. If you do a Google search, you'll find a lot of my name, you know, there. But one place you can go is www.duesberg.com. We got a lot of our articles on there.
Duesberg.com,
right.
And we'll get a link to that on Infowars.com, and got a link to the New York Post exposing this as well on the website. Can we have you back on sometime, Dr. Raznick?
Of course, I'd be happy to do it.
I'd like to have you on just on the AIDS scam itself.
Right.
All right, God bless you. Take care. All right, folks, there goes Dr. Raznick, and I know we've got a lot of callers here, and we also got Jim Shepherd coming up for a few minutes and a bunch of other news to go over, but no insanity lasts forever. I mean, you may have mentally ill police and mentally ill social workers who are brainwashed and sociopathic. You know, just like the mafia can find thugs to go out and kill people and they think it's okay. I mean, you guys may all think it's normal and you may think you're riding high and you may think you can just keep this going on forever. You people are going to pay. Just be advised up front that after we educate the people and after we get our country back, we're going to have you know, citizens' court set up, and we're going to put you in prison. And a lot of you are going to get executed. I mean, I see quite a few people hanging high. If there is justice in this world, murdering children, you pieces of trash. You ungodly filth right out of the pit of hell. Do we have Jim Shepherd yet? Okay, he'll be calling in a few minutes. Let's go to calls. Howard in Colorado, then Jeff and Tim and John and Barry. Howard, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, this is in reference to Scott Nethercutt. Yesterday I called...
His name's Casey Nethercutt.
Casey, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I called Napolitano's office yesterday, and they explained to me that he was arrested on a procedural warrant out of Texas. And I asked
Got to give people some background here, because you're just talking about Casey Nethercutt, and they have no idea, you know, 90% of the listeners. Ranch rescue guy exposing the open borders, done nothing wrong, we've proven it's a fraud, and they arrested him, they said, under the Patriot Act, and they've already grabbed him once for 56 days, and we went right to prison, no charges, and they put him in solitary confinement, and they've grabbed him again, and you call the governor's office, and they say, oh, it's just procedural, so go ahead.
And they said that the information I was getting wrong was wrong, so I asked him what he was charged with, and they said with assault. I said, was that because he was taking pictures on the Texas border because he was arrested for a warrant in Arizona because of the warrant was out of Texas? And I said he was probably trying to defend himself. She said, well, I can't tell you what that is. And
what did she say?
Well, what she said is that he was arrested on a procedural warrant from Texas, that he was arrested on the Arizona.
But again, they can't even tell you for what. He's supposed to stand...
Oh, no, for assault in Texas. And I said, what, was he defending himself because they were trying to...
Okay, well, I've gone over what happened. The international French media was there with cameras. They came over and gave blankets on a rainy morning to two illegals on the private ranch, called the Border Patrol. When the Border Patrol finally came, they arrested them with the FBI for, quote, pistol-whipping the illegals who didn't have a mark on them. And... now he's supposed to go to trial for that. He lives in Arizona. He's going to trial. So they've already grabbed him once for 56 days and told him, you know, sign a document you're a terrorist, admit you're bad, inform for us. And he said no after 56 days of him denying his medicine for his diabetes and the rest of it. And so now they just arrested him again. Thanks for the call, Howard. And, yeah, I've gotten a bunch of calls about what the governor's office says when you call. I'm well aware of it. We'll go to Jeff and Jim and John and Barry real quick. For the next 4 minutes, we got Jim Shepherd with us. Jim, good to have you on the show with us. You've got some new specials, and you're offering a video about preparedness when somebody orders a Berkey light system with the new super filters. And good to have you on with us, Jim.
By the company that puts out the tape that in the DVD that we've been offering in this month's special, and I get a lot of things from a lot of people, and and most of them just don't strike my interest. This struck my interest for two reasons. It was very informative, number one. But number two, it's presented in such a fashion that a housewife could take care of, you know, preparing a household in the event of an emergency, a bio attack, or a nuclear, release. And there are certain things that you want to do with your home to seal up the air pockets and all that. And it sounds so confusing that most people don't think too much about it. But this is just a simple step-by-step video or DVD that takes you through. A housewife does it. When you get through with it, you walk away with the impression, hey, that's not hard. I can do that. You know, my wife can do that. And, you know, we could prepare our house in the event a situation arose. So we're offering that in with a special on the Berkey Light this month.
And again, it's designed by experts, but carried out by, you know, housewives, you know, in everyday fashion. And it's VHS or DVD, and it's already a great deal, $199, the Berkey Light system, a wonderful gravity filter system without the LED built-in lights for $199. And how much is it with the LED lights and the adapters and systems of...
That is $259, and for folks who get the Berkey light system without the lights for the $199 price, we're going to include the CD or VHS. Specify which one that you want, or if you would prefer, you can get a bottle of potassium iodate, 200 pills, or the sport bottle. So
which protection in case there's a nuclear event? The number one cause of death is thyroid poisoning, and this blocks that. If there's an event, also you've got the five sports bottles for $100. One of these is $35-$40 at a camping store, people.
Yes.
Five of these for $99, 12 for $199 to give to friends and family. The 630 refills on tap water, 100 and how many is it with the
164? I believe if you're getting a remote source like a lake, stream, or river.
Is that 164?
That's correct, or 186, something like that. But it's plenty.
Okay, great system, folks. You need to take advantage of that.
I might also mention that these are the generic sport bottles. It's the same as the Berkey Sport. We do generic sport bottles for missionaries and people that want them outside the country. They just want an inexpensive price. It's the same thing. It just doesn't have our copy on the. It doesn't say the Berkey Sport. It's generic, but same.
Yeah,
country.
I understand. Okay, so, folks, you need to take advantage of this. And also, this the Berkey Light in the system is made in America, which I know may be a negative for some people, but you know, we're liberal here. We're for having stuff. You know, we're pro-gun. We're liberal. We're pro-Christian. We're pro-passion, pro-border. We're liberal, and we like stuff made in America. But it is made in America. I know I may be arrested by Homeland Security for this, but it's made in America. It really is part of a factory job, an industrial job. Bush says hamburger flipping is now industrial, but this really is industrial, so factory jobs for people. It's made in America, and it supports our international global shortwave outreach, if you believe in that. So it's made in America. Stop drinking the poison. It also supports this show. 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. If you call and the phone's busy, leave your name and number. Debbie will call you right back. 888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on the show, my friend.
You bet. And let me just mention also that folks that would like to see the products or print a brochure, they can go to our website and actually print off a brochure on any of our products, and that's berkeywater.com. Thanks a bunch, Alex. Keep up the good work.
You bet. And we've also got a secure online shopping cart at Infowars.com that has all the filters on it. And every day they take the orders off the secure online shopping cart, Debbie does, and sends the order out UPS. So it's a good deal there as well. My friends, before I end this segment and come right back and go to Jeff and Jim and John and Barry and others, before I do that, I just want to remind you that I've also made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry pro-gun T-shirts and anti-tyranny T-shirts, Infowars.com bumper stickers. It's all about information. It's all about waking people up, and it makes this show possible. So don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to friends and family. Put them on Access TV. Give a copy to the sheriff, the county commissioner. 90% of those that see the videos are waking up. I mean, we have a tool that's waking people up. We can turn this thing around, my friends, but it's up to you out there. If you already have copies and haven't made copies, do it. If you haven't gotten the videos, order them. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. They're $25.95, all over 2 hours long, $20 if you order three or more. The books range from $5 to $25. Some of the books we offer are 700 pages long. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Get the videos, the books, the T-shirts today. 888-253-3139. And for the Big Berkey, 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we have listeners. Paul Watson, my webmaster at PrisonPlanet.com, will take key interviews and post them on the site. Colonel Don DeGrandpree, the intelligence lawyer out of England about the murder of Dr. David Kelly, Michael Shrimpton. Interviews with Andres von Bülow, the former technology minister in Germany, exposing how the globalists carried out 9/11. Great Americans, great people, take those and do wonderful transcripts for us. We post them, and conservatively, tens of millions of people read them, because millions read them on our website, and then even bigger websites post them, and millions more read it. So thank you for what you're doing. I'd ask Paul to take that interview with the doctor, David Raznick, and post that, and I want a transcript of it, because that is powerful information, very important, about the horror we're facing. And yes, it is for the children, so they'll stop kidnapping and murdering our children. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff. Jeff, you're calling us from Washington. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello.
Have you ever coupled all your teachings with the peak oil problem that we have? Have you taken any look at it?
Yes, I've taken a detailed look at peak oil. It's a United Nations false scarcity paradigm.
You don't think that we're running out?
Well, I know we're not. Yeah, you know, it's just like diamonds or water or whatever. They're telling us that there's no fresh water. They're telling us there's no diamonds. When De Beers has giant warehouses full of diamonds, admittedly.
Well, yeah, I know the diamonds are.
Yeah, but I mean, 5 years ago, the UN put out reports about how big corporations said we're going to propagandize that there's no oil, so we can jack up prices.
Well, it just hit $3.59 a gallon in parts of California today.
Well, see, that's the point, is they put out their propaganda about peak oil. It's because there's no oil, and then overnight it goes up to over $2 a gallon now, on average around the country, and then we just accept it because, oh, there's no oil. There's enough oil to run the country for 100 years in Alaska, sir. They're discovering giant fields every month. It's not true. It is a fraud. Guess what? They're now telling us there's no water. So, see, they have to double how much the water is. They told us there's nowhere for landfills now. So in 2 years, my trash pickup cost is doubled. And they pick it up once a week instead of twice a week. It's called artificial scarcity. They tell you there's no oil. They tell you there's no water. They tell you there's no diamonds. But then if they want to suppress the price of something, they buy gold en masse very cheaply to suppress its price.
Right.
Because it is actually scarce.
It's all being manipulated.
It's being manipulated. So a lot of these sources we can trust tell us there's no oil. Magically, we're hearing this everywhere, right as the gas goes over $2 a gallon on average.
Right. They're saying that, yeah, we've already hit the peak, and now it's going to take us into the abyss, basically.
Yeah, it's like the 70s where they go, there's just no oil because of the Arabs, when we had plenty of oil. Sir, we are bathed in oil in Texas. It's everywhere. It's coming out our ears. But instead of moving on to the new technologies and energies, no, they're going to keep us in oil, tell us it's scarce, and they're probably going to stop in the next few years at about $2.50 a gallon for us. Europe's paying about $6 a gallon.
$6 to $8.
Yeah, and they've been doing that for 10 years. So was it scarce there? No. They just have an idiot population.
Yeah. So basically, it's just more smoke and mirrors.
It's total smoke. There is enough in one field to run this country for 100 years. I've had the oil execs, former execs, on this show.
Yeah, they do have a bunch of it capped for strategic reserves.
Oh, yeah. See, when it comes out that they got oil coming out the ears, it's, oh, strategic reserves. No, they got a problem. They got too much oil. See, notice they take Iraq, and then suddenly there's less oil.
Yeah.
See, it's about controlling it and tying it down. They'll make more money by not letting the oil come out of Afghanistan. Sir, there's $3 trillion in Afghanistan alone. $3 trillion worth. It's a total fraud. We'll be back in the third hour.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888 888- 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.